Good afternoon, welcome, my friends. It is Friday, January the 11th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. Why am I giving you an 800 number on a Friday evening when we've got a weekend ahead of us? Well, sometimes I actually work on weekends. Although this weekend could be a little tough. This is the time of the year where it's fun to live in the Valley of the Sun, if you disregard the DUI checkpoints, Department of Homeland Security roadblocks. It's a great time to be in Arizona. The weather is perfect, 75 degrees, and Barrett Jackson car auction starts tomorrow, which will be, and the reason I'm doing it before a number of reasons. But more importantly, just to see how enthusiastic people are with parting with hundreds of thousands of dollars for vintage cars. And it'll be good to see whether or not they are enthusiastic as they were last year when they didn't have too many problems. Speaking of problems, we have a few. Yes, Houston, we have a problem. As a matter of fact, America, we have a serious problem. And that was reflected in the Dow Jones Industrials today, plunging 246 points at the close to end the week, tough week, at 12,606. NASDAQ off almost 50 points at 2,439. S&P off almost 20 at 1,401. Number of things spooked the market today after Helicopter Ben's big announcement from yesterday. Stocks were slammed by bad credit fears, obviously within the banking institution. Bank of America announcement yesterday of bailing out Countrywide doesn't look such a great deal after all. You had a number of major financial institutions talking about mergers, Washington Mutual, J.P. Morgan. You had a trade deficit that soared in November. You had gold briefly breaching $900 an ounce. You had Moody's issuing a warning that the U.S. for the first time since 1917 is at risk of losing its AAA credit rating, just to name a few. When we return, the closing metals prices.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying.
Welcome yes, back, my friends. I like this song. That's why I let it go a little long. Gold closed up $4 in New York to end a spectacular week, ending at $805.60. Silver up 8 cents at $16.28. Platinum up $7 at $1,563. Palladium up 3 at $3.80. Nobody was paying any attention to oil today. It fell a dollar, ended at $92.66. And just to show how surprisingly strong the metals were, the dollar was stronger by 11 basis points at 76.02. This is a crisis of confidence. This is a complete lack in the full faith and credit of the Federal Reserve. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Daniel in Hawaii. Hey, Daniel. Aloha.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
Pleasure, my friend.
I'm the founder of the Free Energy Party. I ran for governor twice in the state of Hawaii. I was just on a local broadcast this morning after Democracy Now! On Channel 54 locally. Hawaii has the largest cable access per capita, I think, in the country. It has the best grassroots cable network facility for the local indigenous people of any place in the country. And I was on Democracy Now! This morning, shortly after Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, yeah.
And how can I help you, Daniel?
Well, thank you. I ran for my political platform is to build a floating biosphere the size of Oahu. In other words, build a duplicate island that's nuclear powered. We've been lied to about nuclear by the oil lobby. Galen Windsor is a nuclear physicist. Ralph Nader knows who Galen Windsor is. Ralph Nader told me he knew who Galen Windsor is. And Galen Windsor had written numerous articles on with regard to nuclear technology and what was then the spotlight in since American Free Press. And Galen Windsor and I became quite close, although we were only able to speak over the phone. He's since passed away. But his platform has always been that low-level nuclearization is anti-aging. It's actually good for you, like Denver, Colorado, and there's good research to support that, and there's been a great deal of misleading with regard to the oil lobby and the reptilian agenda to keep people ignorant and out of the nuclear plutonium economy, which I think we're entitled to. It's actually a divine means by which to establish a kingdom pursuant to Matthew 25:34. Jesus said to, quote, inherit the kingdom. And inheritance is an education. It's an intelligent process. Inherit the kingdom at hand. That's today now, having been prepared for you from the beginning of the world. So if you build a floating biosphere the size of Oahu, and you can provide an unlimited amount of electricity for an unlimited population of people for an indefinite period of time. And if I, in fact, had made the medical discovery, I'm a doctor. I had my doctor's license revoked for the medical discovery by which to extend life indefinitely. Bone marrow is recognized by the scientific community to be immortal. It creates stem cells. And if you have a technology by which to, a therapy by which to proliferate an unlimited quantity of stem cells, you can, in fact, reverse the aging process, which I have, in fact, come upon. And it's a very common procedure that is known as a chemical face peel. Any plastic surgeon will tell you part of their bread and butter.
What is everything you're saying got to do about finance and gold?
Because if you can build a steel mill on a plutonium economy, and you can boil every drop of water on this planet an unlimited number of times, you can solve the national debt. You can clean the mercury out of the environment. You can provide an unlimited quantity of high-quality protein by allowing high mosquito populations to integrate and have a natural biosphere. Everywhere a man goes, he's got to compete. You know, why not build something inside that's high-tech like maglev and an internet that offers all science that is known to mankind for all people that live on that floating biosphere? In other words, provided a large population of people with something like a cruise liner, but for an unlimited population of people for an indefinite period of time. And you could do that cooperate with the natural biosphere and have zero emission.
Sure.
In other words, you're building basically a big floating biosphere is what you are. And where people live in the inside, you have a space station and an airport on the top. You could have transportation, you have whatever you like. You could push any button you like. And
I wish you all the best in your endeavor. Especially in Hawaii. Great place. Wish I was there right now. Walking through the white sand, squeaking through my toes, looking at the clear blue water. Back to the real world. It's Friday. What can I say? I'm in a good mood. I've been in a good mood all week. Wonder why. Maybe gold had something to do with it down the line. There was, as we mentioned, a slew of reports out today that doesn't portend well for Ben Bernanke's hope of keeping inflation under control. Corn futures rose, the limit in Chicago extending a rally to 11-year high after the U.S. government slashed its surplus estimate by 20% because of surging demand for grain to make ethanol and feed livestock. What does that basically mean? And it basically means everything you eat is going to increase dramatically because why? Well, we wanted to find an alternative to fossil fuel. I guess it kind of segues with Daniel. You've had copper increases for the second week on commodity demand, and as an inflation hedge, you had cotton futures rise on higher commodity fund demand and competition for acres. See, there's a big, thing, competition between corn and cotton. So all commodities were soaring, unprecedented levels. People were making a fortune today. That you, my old friend Al Martin, is pretty much close to retirement as we speak. And then the double whammy, a story that nobody paid any attention to, but it is a serious one. The U.S. is at risk of losing its top-notch AAA credit rating within a decade unless it takes radical action to curb soaring health care and Social Security spending. This, according to Moody's credit rating agency in a report issued yesterday. The warning over the future of the AAA rating granted to the U.S. government debt since it first was assessed in 1917 reflects a growing concern over the country's ability to retain its financial and economic supremacy. It could also put further pressure on candidates from both the Republican and Democratic parties to sharpen their focus on health care and pensions in the run-up to November's presidential election. And let me tell you, it's not a warning about how to give more money to health care and pensions. It is how you're going to curb the rising costs. Moody's warning comes at a time when U.S. confidence in its economic prowess has been challenged by the rising threat of recession, a weak dollar, and a credit crunch. The term recession was raised last night at the debate. There was only one person who said we are in a recession, which, by the way, caused some audience members to cackle. Most probably the cackling came from the same audience members who think that there's silver in their quarters and their dimes. These are most probably the same people who think there's actually gold in a Sacagawea dollar. These are the same people who most probably think that the almighty dollar will never fail. Let me share with you Ron Paul's answer to the question, not only what would he do about a government stimuli to help the economy, but are we in a recession? Ron Paul's response was, I believe we are in a recession. And I think it's going to get a lot worse if we continue to do the wrong things that we've done in the past, and that it's going to be delayed just as what happened in the Great Depression. But you have to understand that overstimulation in an economy by artificially low interest rates by the Federal Reserve is a source of the recession. The recession has been predictable. If you do the wrong thing, it's going to last a long time. The boom period comes when they just pour out easy credit and it teaches people to do the wrong things. There's a lot of malinvestment, debt that goes in the wrong direction, consumers who do the wrong things, and businessmen who do the wrong thing. Ron Paul went on to pretty much say it like it is, but nobody paid attention.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Friday, talking about Ron Paul's response last night to whether we are in a recession, which he affirmed. He also went on to try and educate the audience, although unfortunately the large swath of the audience are made up of people who went to the institutions of higher learning where they did economics classes, which were dictated by the Keynesian theory of economics, which has proved to be a complete and abject failure. So when Ron Paul said, in order for us to understand and attack this problem, we need to understand the importance of Austrian theory of the business cycle, and if you don't, we are going to continue to do this, and the longer you delay the recession, the worse the recession is, and we've delayed a serious recession for a long time. The housing market's already in depression, and a lot of people are hurt, and the standard of living in this country is going down. Look what is happening to the dollar. And what is being offered by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and everybody in Washington? Lower interest rates. Well, lower interest rates is the problem. Artificially low interest rates is the artificial stimulus which causes the bubble, which allows the inevitable recession to come. So what we need to do is deal with monetary policy and not pretend that artificial stimuli by more spending is going to help. It's not going to do one bit of good. The next question went to Senator Thompson. Now, there's a man who is a taco short of a full plate who seems to think that stimuli is the way to solve the problem. It's not going to solve the problem. We have such a serious underlying problem, my friends, that... And I hate making predictions. But just judged on what I've seen today, with the lock limit run-up in agricultural prices, gold soaring over $900 an ounce, I would say that more than likely we will start feeling the strains of a major depression within 60 to 90 days. It'll be evident to anybody paying attention. You will be paying $5 for a loaf of bread. You'll be paying $5 for a gallon of milk. You'll be paying $4 for gasoline. You will be paying more for your pizza. You'll be paying more for your steak. As a matter of fact, steak will ultimately become a luxury. All of a sudden, people will have to start figuring out how to cook different kinds of meat, as opposed to New York steak that we have been accustomed to for so long. This is the early signs of it. And the inability of a large majority of people to fail to comprehend this is the reason why Ron Paul is exactly correct. And that what we are going to do is we are going to try false stimuli in order to correct this problem, where the only method of correcting this problem and avoiding a calamity greater than the Great Depression is to do what nobody wants to do. And that is you have to slash government programs, all welfare programs. You're going to have to raise taxes. It's as simple as that. Those are two things. Those are the very two things that is the third rail of politics. You can't go tell Social Security recipients that they're going to have to tighten their belt. Or so we are led to believe. You can't go out there and start telling people on the campaign stump that you're going to raise their taxes. But that is what's going to happen. And why do we have to raise taxes? Well, first of all, the Republicans have a problem with that theory. But the fact is the facts. You got to pay for George Bush's war. This is somebody that nobody, this is the reason why this war has gone on longer than World War II. Because nobody's had to sacrifice a single thing for it. Americans weren't asked to sacrifice to go fight this war. Like Donald Rumsfeld, they thought they could fight it on the cheap. Well, that cheap has now cost many trillions of dollars. And it's going to cost many more trillions of dollars. George Bush not only emptied the treasury, but spent American fortune, but he has completely crippled the moral standing of America, which is even more disastrous.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Welcome back to the flip side. You know, America has almost become unrecognizable for what it used to stand for and its principles and its morality. As we witnessed, nobody's paying too much attention to a lot of the little pieces of news that's changing the face and the look of the land of the free and the home of the brave. President this week signing into law, denying the right of service members who are coming back from Iraq who need psychological evaluations and testing and medication are now unable. Yes, the same people that were defending your freedoms in far-off Iraq come back to America, and they are person non grata when it comes to owning a firearm. Today we learned that the Department of Homeland Security has put forward its proposal for a national ID card, which means, no, it's not for illegals, and it's not only for permanent residents or foreigners in the United States. It's a national ID card that everybody is going to be required to have one. Can we see your papers, please? we have seen in recent days how men in the most trusted positions, in the highest levels of government, plotted to cover up the torture of prisoners by the CIA, by destroying videotapes of their behavior. It was impossible to see the founding principles of this great country in the contempt that these men and their bosses showed for the Constitution, the rule of law, and just human decency. This sort of lawless behavior has become standard practice ever since September the 11th. There is no excuse up to and including September 11th. There is no excuse for how the president and his advisors, one could say, panicked after September 11th. But they forgot it is their responsibility to uphold and defend the Constitution above all else. It is not their job to make Americans safer. Now, out of this ideology, this administration has squandered America's position of moral and political leadership, swept aside international institutions and treaties. It has sullied America's global image. It's trampled on the constitutional pillars that have supported this country for 234 years. These policies have fed the world's anger and alienation and have not made Americans, as a matter of fact, has made Americans' lives more in danger than ever before. And we're not talking about Americans here at home. Well, yes, we are. Americans should be fearful to travel to any country in the world, thanks to George Bush. I often said I stand by and defend the grunts for their actions because war is an ugly thing. And also because people don't go to war. People do not start wars. Governments start wars. And because this was a war based on a lie, we have seen the worst. You can take a good kid out of the cornfields of Iowa, but you stick an M16 in his hand and you throw him in some godforsaken country, good kids go bad. And we've seen them go bad. And it is a direct reflection on who we are. We've seen American soldiers abuse, sexually humiliate, torment, and murder prisoners in Afghanistan and Iraq. A few have been punished, but their leaders have never been called to account. We have seen mercenaries gun down Iraqi civilians with no fear of prosecution. We have seen the president, sworn to defend the Constitution, turn his powers on his own citizens, authorizing intelligence agencies to spy on Americans, wiretapping telephones, intercepting international emails, all without a warrant. We have read accounts of how the government's top lawyers huddled in secret after the attacks in New York and Washington and plotted ways to circumvent the Geneva Convention. Besides that, we've seen them circumvent not only American law, but international law to hold anyone the president chooses indefinitely without charges or judicial review. These same lawyers, then twisted other laws beyond recognition to allow Bush to turn intelligence agents into torturers, to force doctors to abdicate their professional oaths and responsibilities, to prepare prisoners for abuse, and then to monitor the torment to make sure it didn't go just a bit too far and actually kill them. The White House has used the fear of terrorism and the sense of national unity to ram laws through Congress that gave law enforcement agencies far more power than they truly needed to respond to the threat, and at the same time fulfill the imperial fantasies of Vice President Dick Cheney and others determined to use the tragedy of September the 11th to aggregate as much power as they could. Hundreds of men swept up on the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq were thrown into prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, so that the White House could claim they were beyond the reach of U.S. laws. Prisoners are held there with no hope of real justice, only the chance to face a kangaroo court where evidence and the names of the accusers are kept secret and where they are not permitted to talk about the abuse they have suffered at the hands of their American jailers. In foreign lands, the CIA set up secret jails where high-value detainees were subjected to ever more barbaric acts, including simulated drownings. These crimes are videotaped so that experts could watch them, and then the videotapes were destroyed after consultation with the White House in the hope that Americans would never know or never see them. The CIA contracted out its inhumanity to nations with no respect for life or law, sending prisoners, some of them innocents, kidnapped on street corners and in airports to be tortured into making false confessions or until it was clear they had nothing to say and so were let go without an apology or hope of ever getting redress. And these are not the only shocking abuses of this current administration's two terms in office, made in the name of fighting terrorism. There's much more, so much more, that the next president will have a full agenda simply discovering all the wrongs that have been done and trying to right them. And isn't it surprising that these topics, these subjects, do not make it into the general debate? And why isn't it? Because we have this false belief system here in America that we still maintain the moral high ground. Well, all you got to do is look at the value of the dollar to understand where that moral high ground is. Most cannot see what is happening, but the world can see what is happening. I don't think the world is angry with America. I think the world is greatly disappointed in America. See, because to a foreigner, and I'll use an analogy by Ronald Reagan, America was always that shining beacon on a hill, where there was one country in this crazy planet in which we lived in, where there was a respect for morality, and there was respect for the rule of law. It is how civilized societies operate. It is how civilized societies set themselves apart from barbaric nations. But today the rest of the world is looking at America and it sees no different in the operation of this government than they see the operation of Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe. As a matter of fact, this government is becoming more like Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe than I've ever seen. What I just read to you is exactly what is going on in Zimbabwe today. America has become a third world nation. And it's because of politicians who are too afraid to stand up on principle like Ron Paul does. As you see a large auditorium mocking and laughing at him for the statements that he makes, trying to educate these morons about what is going on. I was disappointed last night, not by anything Ron Paul did or said, but just by the reaction of those people who's supposed to be in the media business, who showed their vile and utter contempt for how this nation was founded. It exposed them for who they really are. We're going to face some tough times. And it's going to come a lot faster than a lot of people think. The can is at the end of the road. We can't kick it down the road anymore. We've kicked this can so far down the road, we're at the bottom. It's uphill from now on. It's going to separate the men from the boys. It's going to separate from those who had the foresight to pre-plan and those who bought into the lie of perpetual prosperity. America is going to face, it's going to face a fork in the road. And as Yogi Berra once said, when you get to the fork in the road, take it. The question is, will it take the right road or the wrong road? And unfortunately, the sad reality is America's come to the crossroads on many occasions, and unfortunately, each and every time, it chose the wrong path. We are hoodwinked by politicians who beat their chest and cry patriotism. But they care not for patriotism. They care not for the vision of the founding fathers. All they care about is increasing their wealth and their power at the expense of millions. This administration has been responsible for the deaths of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in the short 8-year span. It has caused the death and destruction of thousands of 19-year-old kids who will never be the same again till the day they die. It has put a financial burden on this country it will never be able to repay. It is a very depressing scenario I'm painting, but it is factual. It is what is happening. The whole scam is unraveling, and there's nothing that they can do to stop it. And the more that they try to make quick fixes in order to get them through another election, the worse the problem is going to become. This is like a drunk finally having to admit the responsibility. He'll be in denial for a long time. He'll be in denial until he hits the brick wall, where he only has one other option, and that is to admit his failure. Take his medicine like a man. You had the president today in Israel, should stay there. Seems like he loves Israel more than he loves America. President was weeping at the Holocaust Museum. Heard to comment to someone when he was looking at the display of Auschwitz, "We should have bombed it." One day if he meant, should we have bombed it before the Jews were in there, while they were in there? Condoleezza Rice had to correct him when the press asked that very question. No, he meant to bomb the railway lines. Oh, I see.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday. You know, the problem with respect. Respect is something that takes years, generations to get. Respect is probably one of the hardest things to attain. And the funny thing about respect is, although it can take years or generations to attain, it can disappear in the blink of an eye. America has always held and always been respected because of its morality. What this administration has done in the past 8 years is not only eviscerate that respect that took years and generations to attain, but the world no longer sees America as a moral leader. Therefore, the misguided notion of George Bush wanting to spread democracy around the world has become nothing more than a laughing joke. And unfortunately, the world sees a people of a country through the eyes of its leader. They see George Bush, they see you. And that's most probably the greatest crime that this president has done. Because America is made up of great moral people and people who have earned respect. And he has destroyed that. And if you do that to a people and a country, do not be shocked or amazed when its currency is completely shunned by the world. And it's exactly what is happening to the U.S. dollar as we speak. Foreigners may not be able to change the political leaders in America, but they can vote with their pocketbooks. And that is what's happening to the U.S. dollar. They are shunning the dollar. They are tired of the lies. And trust me, this is how the rest of the world is viewing America. What I just went through in the last half hour was ad-libbed from a column you can find in the International Herald Tribune. The title of the article is Looking for an America We Can Recognize Again. Ron Paul is the only person out of this group of candidates that once again can get the rest of the world to see the America that they can recognize again. Hope you have a great weekend. Again.
Since 19... 19-